Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators say that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They haven't confirmed the identity of the body. And Tallahassee City leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
An urgent new e-cigarette warning out with 450 people getting sick from vaping in 33 states. The American Medical Association is urging people to stop using e-cigarettes.
Felicity Huffman says in her desperation to be a good mother that she talked herself into believing that cheating was the best way to get her daughter into college.
A terrifying mosquito-borne illness has claimed two more victims. Known as Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Triple E is transmitted by a single bite.
Trump cabinet official denying a report out that he threatened the jobs of weather agency employees for knocking down President Trump's assertion that the hurricane would strike Alabama.
Study that was done through Cornell University that said a shortage of economically attractive men, that may be one of the reasons why marriage is on the decline.
Freedom from a sweltering capsized cargo ship and obvious relief after a dramatic rescue. The freed shipmates from the Golden Ray appearing soaked from head to toe.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, I'll put your name in there twice for the Friday drawing. Twice, two times. So take advantage of that, boys and girls. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am really good.
Good. You're talking about spies. I love spies. I have a dealing directly with a Russian spy.
Yeah?
And you may not believe it, but it's the truth. I just got in country, been there about 2 months. I was 20 years old, a little PFC, private nothing, at the Bahnhof, which is the train station.
Yep.
He asked if he could sit down with me. He did. We got talking. He bought me a beer. Asked me if I was an American soldier. I said, yes, sir. And he got to talking about me about how to make some money. He needed to see, he wanted some manuals when the vehicle was on post. I told him I'd think about it. But the next morning, I went and see the first sergeant. I told him what happened. He said, you gonna meet him again? I said, yeah, I'm supposed to meet him again about 6 o'clock, 6:30 tonight. He said, well, you meet him. So I met with the man again that night. And we agreed to what I would give to him. We were to meet again the next day. And the next day, they gave me the manuals. They said, go back. There's a bag to put the manuals in. Said, he's going to pay you. He said, just put the manuals on the table. He bought me another beer. He asked me, he said, you have the manuals? And I said, yes, sir. So he slid an envelope. He took an envelope out under his jacket. And he slid it, pushed it towards me on the table. And then all heck broke loose. German authorities, military authorities, they grabbed him, they grabbed me, and they put me in a military police vehicle and took me back to the post. And kind of found out he was a Russian spy. But you know what bothers me to this day?
What?
I never knew how much money was in that envelope.
Rats.
You know, because I didn't touch it. It was pretty thick. I don't know what that man was paying me for those manuals. But another thing to this, I had been doing black market for the week before that, which is totally against law. Well, I kept working the black market for a month and a half, and the first sergeant called me in one morning. He said, Clint, it stops today. And I said, what stops? He said, you've been paid. I knew what he was talking about. Stop the black market. So they let me go for another month or so on the black market, and they didn't bust me. So I got paid. They couldn't pay me directly, but I was paid because I made good money on the black market.
Clint, you know what I like about you?
Confession.
Your willingness to call up and admit all sorts of crimes here on the airwaves. Nobody could say you haven't lived an interesting life, that's for sure.
Oh, I have. Now, I can tell you some things. It's amazing. But, yeah, that spy was... He was a nice guy. Very nice. He bought me... he bought me 6 beers. So. But it was cool. It's just, situation in life. I learned my lesson, of course.
Of course.
All right. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Confession is good for the soul.
Indeed.
I hope the statute of limitations have worn out on him.
I like your stories about Russian spies better.
Man, we're much more attractive.
Yes, exactly.
Let's listen to Catherine Harris talking about Michael Flynn.
So what are we hearing on the Michael Flynn matter that starts in about 1 hour, Catherine?
Right. This is a very big day in the Michael Flynn case. His legal team this morning at a D.C. federal court is seeking to put the special counsel Robert Mueller investigation on trial. You see that file video right there of the former national security advisor. His new legal team, he fired the one that was responsible for his guilty plea almost 2 years ago, have filed a series of motions, and they allege gross prosecutorial misconduct on behalf of special counsel investigators. They also claim that evidence that could have helped Flynn in his defense was withheld by the government prosecutors, what they call exculpatory evidence or Brady material. And if you take a pause and think about what's happened in the 2 years since Flynn's guilty plea to lying to federal investigators about his contact with the Russian ambassador, what we know now is that the agent who led the Flynn interview in January of 2017 was Peter Strzok, who was dismissed from the special counsel investigation because his anti-Trump texts. And the second agent, who's largely been under the radar, Joe Pienka, was the connective tissue, if you will, was the point of contact for Justice Department official Bruce Orr, you see in the center, as well as a former British spy, Christopher Steele, who was behind the anti-Trump dossier. Remember, Steele was fired, but he was able to continue to provide information to the FBI through Orr, and the person who took the notes was that agent Pienka. The key thing today is whether Judge Sullivan is going to accept any of these arguments or whether he will reject them. Prosecutors have said in their filings that they have provided Flynn's legal team with all of the relevant records, and they also point to the fact that Flynn pled guilty almost 2 years ago to the crime of lying to federal investigators over those Russian contacts.
Okay, so the Flynn team is on the move, and interestingly enough, the guy that did the two guys that did the Michael Flynn, Peter Strzok, and Weissman.
Really?
Yeah.
That just seemed from the get-go so bizarre, and just so underhanded. Flynn thought, given his cachet, his level of having worked in intelligence for so long, oh, yeah, we can have an off-the-books conversation. Nope, we got you. It's amazing what they did.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I believe that the Mueller team was dirty.
Yeah.
And they were very purposefully going after one thing, and they were kind of like the cleanup crew to try to get all this so they can, if we can get Trump on this, then everybody gets a pass.
Now, and I almost want to believe, I don't think Mueller himself was dirty, though.
No, I don't think so. I think it was ignorant.
Yeah, what did you call it before? It's the mushroom?
The mushroom effect.
Okay.
In the dark with a lot of you-know-what on you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because Mueller seemed even-handed even in his testimony. And he seemed very earnest and concerned about Russian interference. And at a certain point, you could tell he didn't like Donald Trump, but, I mean, join the club. Even people that work for the man,
Hey, John Bolton?
Right. Join the club.
The late, great John Bolton. If you haven't heard, John Bolton has been fired by El Presidente. Let's see here. Let's pick back up with Senator Manchin's going to be talking about gun legislation, and there really is a lot of rumor that there actually may come with something out of this whole thing. Listen in.
On gun legislation now, you had a meeting with the president last week. You came out of that meeting with an optimistic tone. Why?
Well, optimism? I'm always optimistic on that. We're still talking. The president was very engaged for over a half hour. He was listening to his staff, and he was listening to me explain what we have always said. The 2013 bill that I drafted back then, and Pat Toomey as my partner, it was very clear that we are not infringing on any law-abiding gun owner's rights. A law-abiding gun owner is not going to sell their gun to a stranger, to someone who's mentally insane, and someone who basically is not a responsible citizen. But when we go to commercial transaction, we don't know who those people are. So over 80% of the people support. Gun owners support what we are doing is right and correct, to basically make sure all gun purchases during commercial transactions are background checked. I told President Trump, I told him, Bill, and I said, Mr. President, there's not a person I know in America that believes that Donald Trump will infringe on their Second Amendment rights or take their guns away or allow a registry to happen. We're not going to do that at all, none of us, but we need your support.
Okay, so here's kind of, and he's going to get into this, into the second part, that, the Odessa shooter bought his rifle from somebody else. They bought it, read an ad or something, and bought it. And when they do the universal background checks, to me that means one thing, to a Democrat it means something else. For example, in the Nancy Pelosi bill that came from the House, Joey, if you feel that you needed a weapon, I let you use my pistol, mm-hmm. that would be illegal.
Like, say I'm going on a trip and
you had some problems in your neighborhood.
Right.
And you felt that you needed to be protected.
Well, and I'm not going to give names away, but I know for a fact somebody I know gifted a pistol to somebody always on the road as their job, just as a precaution.
Right.
And under, I guess, the circumstances, that would be illegal. Under Pelosi's.
Under the Pelosi bill, that would be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you can't even give your neighbor for the day, say that they've had some problems, and you say, well, I'm going to give you my pistol because this person, you're worried that you have a restraining order on somebody, for example. You can't even do that.
Wow.
And, I mean, that would be illegal. And so you'd have to go through a 3-day background check to do that.
That seems a bit invasive.
Well,
and good luck enforcing it.
Yes. What they need to do is they need to come with a compromise. You know, the Dems want to make it where you cannot move weapons around. That's the whole thing, is that let's let the people who have them have them, and then we'll get them from them in the future. That's kind of the way they look at it. Let's continue on with Joe Manchin.
In D.C., you believe this conversation is disingenuous. Liz Cheney's one of them. With Brett last night, she said this.
I have watched the Democrats time and time again play political games with these issues, use these, horrific tragedies that we see for their own political purposes with no regard at all to America's constitutional rights. That the president, Mr. McConnell, Leader McCarthy, all of us in the House and the Republican Party will not do anything that's going to violate America's constitutional rights.
So it comes back to the question about what your ideas would do to stop the killers in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. Would it even do that?
On mine, Bill?
Yes, you are, Senator.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Everything that we're doing here, as far as the mental illness that we have, the president can put a piece of legislation together using what we have done already, not infringing. And I just respectfully disagree with Lynn on that. There is no way that we're infringing on the constitutional rights. We're protecting the Second Amendment. But you got to protect America also. And what we're looking at is, should we identify people, basically straw purchasers who are buying illegally from someone who has not been able to get a background check approved? Are we allowing someone who is mentally incompetent or having problems to be identified so we can protect them and society as a whole and their own families? There's some common sense things, bipartisan, that we should be able to do. And we're not able to have a concerted conversation on that or intelligent conversation. It's all based on where's your base, who's going to lose what votes, and this. I can assure you the bill that we put together, Manchin to me, has over 85% approval. And that's with gun owners and everyone else saying, if you go to a commercial transaction, gun show on the internet, don't you think you ought to know who wants to buy that gun, for what purpose and what their background is? That's all we're talking.
And what the House
no
passed.
Family, hey, yeah. Bill, no family can be infringed upon. Family transfers are all protected. Individual transfers are protected. Commercial transactions should have background checks.
That will be the thing that the Democrats will never agree to that.
Well, that makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's Toomey from Pennsylvania, and the Manchin from West Virginia. I think that's a great combination.
Yeah.
But watch what happens in the House. Watch what happens in the House. Papa John, hang on, buddy. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Is it my fortune or my fate? Is it my money or my name? Is it my personality or just my sexuality?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's head to the phones. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard.
Good evening, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
I've got a question.
Sure.
Have we come up with a dollar amount yet that's been spent in executing these FISA warrants and all the rest of it?
I haven't seen one.
Would you guess it's as much as they said we were going to spend on a wall?
I don't know about that.
It seems to me that in the long haul, somebody, for whatever amount that this has cost, the one that has claims the causation or is the one responsible really should be financially obligated somehow to pay whatever they can back.
That'd be a lot of money.
Well, if you gonna, you know, if you gonna play the game, you need to pay, take the chance, and be ready to compensate if you make a mistake. And it looks like if you go back to the very beginning, I think we can probably pick out a handful of people that were the genesis for this whole thing.
Complicit,
and they're not poor people. And I think you should hold them financially responsible somehow. Because right now it's coming out of your pocket and my pocket and Joey's pocket and everybody that's listening to this radio station's pocket. And that is not right.
Would you be satisfied if they went to jail?
That'd be a start. But if they are going to be in jail, I think they don't have a lot of use to have those belongings that they've had in the past, especially if they get the jail sentences they deserve. I'm the first one to say, and I'll put this out there, and anybody wants to argue with it, let them argue. If there is someone out there who we can say is responsible and there is a way to, without a doubt, prove it, or beyond a reasonable doubt, prove it, they should be punished. And I don't care who they are. I don't care whether it's the President of the United States. I don't care whether it's the past president. I don't care whether it's the past Secretary of State. You know who I'm talking about. But I don't care who it is. If they are responsible in any fashion, they should pay for it financially, just they were, like they would have been if they had had to go to a court of law. But like I think I've heard you say before, sometimes justice does not prevail. Anyway, Dan, would you put me in for Sweet Creek?
Papa John, give me your month and day of birth.
September 10.
By the way, that's why you have a separation of criminal and civil, is that it's a civil matter when you're confiscating someone's property. It's a criminal matter when you're taking and basically incarcerating them for breaking the law.
Well, and Papa John, you just snuck that in, by the way. Happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Is it September the 10th?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Yep. Happy birthday, Papa John. What you doing on your birthday?
Believe it or not, I went and did 4 miles on the treadmill. Now I'm out trying to rewire the power line to my shop.
I thought he was going to say, I'm going to buy you and Joey a beer.
I can do that after I get through line of the shop. Okay. That's what every 72-year-old should do on their 72nd birthday.
There you go. Well, happy birthday, Papa John.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, by the way, you just mentioned something. You were talking about the difference between civil and criminal penalties. If an insurance company commits fraud, and I mean intentionally commits fraud in executing, making sure that a policy is not paid, is that criminal or is it civil?
Really, we're going to depend on what the intent was and how they did it.
Well, if they're intending not to pay what could be a large award.
If they're doing that, I would think it would fall under civil, but I'm not an attorney. I play one on radio. But if they do it with the intent to defraud you,
yeah,
that's criminal.
Okay, now we've got that set of circumstances with the FISA reports. They were intentionally made, they were fraudulently put together for the intent of affecting the government of the United States. And we are the government. It says we the people.
Yeah, I hear you. That, to me, would be criminal.
So that's where my whole point was trying to go is these people that are doing these things, especially when there's intent involved, somehow there should be compensation.
I don't know about compensation, but I do believe in the criminality of it.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, right, buddy. Well, look, let me get back to work.
Happy birthday, Papa John.
Buddy, I appreciate it.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Let me go to a break. We're time coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country. And we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. And we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. John Bolton is no longer President Trump's national security advisor. The last straw, we're told, was proposed peace talks and troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Fox's John Roberts reports.
John Bolton was quickly falling into disfavor among some very significant players here at the White House, most recently because of his disagreement with the president over having the Taliban at Camp David and B, the overall peace plan.
The president says he told Bolton his services were no longer needed. Bolton says he resigned. Someone has died in Kansas of a lung disease related to vaping, the sixth death nationwide among around 450 possibly related cases. Dr. David Peirce is the public health authority for the city of Houston.
People need to think long and hard. It's a free country. People get to make a decision for themselves. But from a public health standpoint, I would recommend that people not smoke.
The American Medical Association yesterday urged people to stop using electronic cigarettes. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late summer extreme heat continues. Today, very hot again with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index, I think, will be near or above the 105 danger level. There will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around, but not many. Low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow and Thursday, still hot. Mid to upper 90s for highs. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, we've got the Michelangelo of house painting on the line.
Indeed.
I show the one and only Red Top. Red Top, welcome on board.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you? Are you inside or outside today?
Yes, and let me tell Papa John happy birthday, but be careful outside. This is heat stroke weather big time, and it ain't worth it.
Yeah, I tell you, it's amazing how the humidity along with the heat, I'm not sure what the heat index is, but it seems pretty high.
Oh, it's above 105. And let me tell you, add 23 degrees to this and you got downtown Phoenix every day for 2 months.
There you go. But it's a dry heat.
I'm sorry. Doesn't cut it with me. It was 123 degrees. You can fry eggs on the pavement out there. That's why I got the hell out. Well, and Alabama... a year of this in Alabama would look like Phoenix. I'll tell you that because it is dry as a bone, isn't it, fellas? As far as Joe Manchin goes and the bills they're describing, I don't see any of this new gun legislation as being enforceable, maybe not even passed the mustard. And I'll give you a reminder. When it came up with McCain-Feingold and they tried to have election reform, we ended up with what we have now. something that's worse than ever. Now there's more money than ever thanks to John McCain and McCain-Feingold. So the things he described to me are not in like family transactions and all this. I don't see how they're going to enforce any of this stuff, Dan.
No, he's saying that the family transaction is not included in that.
Yeah, okay. But even borrowing guns from other people and all this kind of stuff.
No, that's not in his bill either.
Yeah.
That was in the Nancy Pelosi bill.
I know. But still, all these are all after-the-fact things. And I don't see prevention of any of the violence that we have being... stymied by any of the legislation come up. Do you think any of this will make any difference and pass the Supreme Court?
That's a great point. I think that when you get to the post facto issue, and somebody does something wrong, and then you find out, well, he shouldn't have had the gun, then that didn't do you any good.
It's all after the fact.
But the things like the Charleston shooter, who they didn't get the background report done fast enough, that is a problem.
It wouldn't help with these specific high-profile cases we see in the news, but I think it would help with certain people. The Manchin Toomey bill, not the Pelosi bill.
Right, and here again, our background check and our law enforcement system has not been simplified by Homeland Security. It's only been made more complicated, just like Aaliyah. So all these great shortcuts that we were promised have not materialized, and it doesn't seem to be working any better.
Another problem with the background check is if somebody does something, you have to put it into a data system, and a lot of these states do not, and counties do not do that. So, for example, if you commit a crime in Wilcox County, what are the odds of that getting reported into the database?
It should be mandatory and under penalty of law when the law enforcement agencies don't do it. But there seems to be there's no teeth in the enforcement of this, is what I'm saying. Is that's true? What, nobody gets in trouble for that, do they?
Well, so what you're advocating is that the federal government police all these local municipality police forces.
Well, they just mean to make it mandatory that things are reported right away. And if not, there's somebody in an administration that should be held accountable for it.
So if a sheriff in Wilcox County doesn't put it in, what do you do to the sheriff?
You do something. Doctors pay.
See, now you're a little government person until this. Now you're not a big government person. You're a huge government person.
Well,
that's federal police power there.
I understand what you're saying, but here again, all this falls on the citizen, and now we're depending on government for these various steps to prepare to protect the citizen. And if the government doesn't follow the steps that they require themselves, it's just, my point is, it's become so complicated and big. Good luck to all those people, and I certainly don't want anybody to get shot. I don't own a gun. I'm a contractor. My truck is a weapon.
Your paintbrush is a weapon, too.
No doubt. I mean, all it needs is a can of Kills, and you ain't doing nothing, buddy. You ain't going to shoot me. You ain't going to hurt me. I'll spray you in the face with a can of Kills. You're going to wish you had something else happen to you.
I
just keep my Kills handy, and I got no problems. On top of that, how many contractors you get held up? Here get held up? Zero.
Yeah, because the possibility of you having a gun are pretty high. Did you get your Gouda fix in?
No, gosh, it was just too damn hot for me to go out. After 3 o'clock, I don't even want to go on the east side because it's just not passable with the schools and all that. So I'm going to try to make it earlier tomorrow. But I've got to have it. I'm running low. Things are getting critical, Dan.
I know. You'll be mainlining Gouda before you know it.
Yeah, shame on him for creating habits like that. No. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for the telephone call. News 93.1. They're doing this new staggered. Some of these schools are staggered. For example, Montgomery Academy Lower School, we used to get out right at 3.
Yeah.
They don't really start letting the kids out until like 3:10, 3:15 now. So I get past that place as fast as I possibly can.
That's wise, though. Just it's considerate, at least, with the roads. Yeah.
And same thing with Trinity, has changed their schedule a little bit. I used to come out of the station. I couldn't.
Right.
You couldn't turn right. and then you couldn't turn left, or you were there forever because of the Montgomery Academy lower school traffic, which I sat in that car line for many, many, many a year. And so I think that's pretty smart on their part. Okay, let's see here. La 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 la. Ooh, the Noah situation.
Oh, yeah.
Morning Joe went crazy on this today. They went absolutely nuts. Yeah, the head of Noah was in Huntsville, and the guy that did the tweet about, no, the hurricane's not going to hit Alabama, which, you know, I think what he's trying to do is make sure that they didn't think that when, on the day that Trump said that, that it still was going to hit Alabama, and the guy was just clarifying that. He was from Birmingham. He's the Birmingham guy, and he was up in Huntsville at a NOAA conference, got a standing ovation. Let's listen to Paula Reed talking about the NOAA dust up.
The acting head of NOAA will have a chance to weigh in on the president's controversial Hurricane Dorian forecast. Today, he's speaking to the National Weather Association in Alabama. President Trump repeatedly and wrongly claimed the hurricane was a threat to Alabama. NOAA was criticized for saying one of the Weather Service offices should not have corrected the president. Paula Reed's at the White House. Paula, why is this coming up again?
Good morning, Anthony. I had to move back to the Bureau because the White House was in lockdown. But even though Hurricane Dorian may have moved out to sea, a political storm continues to rage at NOAA. Its lead scientist has vowed to investigate whether the agency compromised its scientific integrity by defending President Trump in the dispute known as Sharpiegate.
The president is facing new accusations. His administration may have tried to pressure the National Weather Service to back up his claims about Hurricane Dorian.
It may get a little piece of a great place. It's called Alabama.
After the president on Twitter claimed the storm could hit Alabama, the National Weather Service's Birmingham office responded saying Alabama will not see an impact.
That was the original chart.
Using a black marker, President Trump doubled down last week, leading to the incident now known as Sharpiegate. And according to the New York Times, the Birmingham office's tweet prompted Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees NOAA, to threaten to fire top employees at the federal level.
Sharpiegate. How many times do they have to say Sharpiegate? Was it three?
So absurd. It really is. Well, the fact that somebody did that, too, is also absurd. Like, I mean, the media goes over the top, the fact we're still talking about it. But I have to say, when I saw, I didn't think it was real. I thought it was a Babylon Bee or an Onion story, one of these satire sites. But then when I see the President of the United States holding up this well-crafted, you know, graphic cardboard thing from NOAA, and there's this added Sharpie cone to it, I'm like, what is this?
Right, but it sounded very childish to me. I forgot to get to the Nancy Cordes thing. Let's finish up with Paula Reed here on the NOAA dust up.
And on Friday, NOAA seemed to reverse course. In an unsigned statement, the agency appeared to back the president, saying Dorian could impact Alabama. The Commerce Department denied the New York Times report in a statement, saying Secretary Ross did not threaten to fire any NOAA staff over forecasting and public statements about Hurricane Dorian. On Monday, the director of the National Weather Service stood by the Birmingham office's tweet, saying it was sent with one thing in mind, public safety. And NOAA's top scientist sent a letter to staffers revealing he is investigating potential violations that may have compromised the agency's policies of scientific integrity.
The acting head of NOAA will have a chance to address all of this controversy later today when he addresses a meeting of the National Weather Association in, of all places, Alabama. Anthony?
Paula, the New York Times is also reporting that the CIA exfiltrated a high-level Russian government informant critical to the investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 election. What information did that spy provide, and why were they removed?
Well, Anthony, this informant provided critical intelligence directly connecting Vladimir Putin to interference in the 2016 election. Now, the Kremlin said this morning this person worked in Putin's office but had no direct contact with the Russian president. Current and former national security officials tell CBS News that actually increased media coverage of Russian election interference led to growing concerns about the source's safety. Now, none of the officials we spoke with believe that the source was removed in relation to anything President Trump did, but a senior intelligence official said unequivocally that President Trump is, quote, making it harder to keep sources safe.
Notice I didn't timestamp that of when the person came back. Mm-hmm. But they had to throw in, well, without a doubt, he's made aware that they're not as safe. One spokesman said that. One person mm-hmm. said that. Mm-hmm. This is just crazy, the way they did the stuff. And it drives me nuts. Let me go to a break. Come back. We'll reload right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Wow. You know what Dan Black just did?
What did Dan Black just do?
Dan Black is increasing the discount for a limited period of time. He's going to give it 45% today through September the 20th. That's 10 days. Video transfers to DVD or digital files, films are not included. 45% discount today through September the 20th. That's 10 days.
Wow.
Let me repeat. 45% discount. Does not include films, but video transfers to DVD, Beta, VHS, Dan Black Studios. 45%. Where did you copy this telephone number down? You need to call them. Tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener to get that movie discount. 334-279-6036. 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, my good friend, Dan Black. I messed up. I didn't do the Nancy Cordes portion of this gun legislation. She's going to be talking about this. And let's listen in to Nancy Cordes.
On Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are urging President Trump to take action on gun control at the same time as they widen an impeachment investigation. Democratic leaders want the president to get Senate Republicans to vote on a House-passed bill to expand background checks for gun purchases. A new poll shows 83% of Americans support comprehensive background checks. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, any hope that there might be movement on this?
Well, Democrats are certainly making a full court press, Anthony. They're holding news conferences and hearings and sending a letter to the president urging him to put more pressure on his own party. But even the president has backed off of his early calls for much stronger background checks.
Two people in Washington can make sure the background checks bill passes. Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell.
After a series of deadly mass shootings, Democrats are calling for the president's urgent personal intervention to reduce gun violence.
What courage does it take to support legislation that will save lives?
They are pushing him and Senate Republicans to back H.R. 8, the House-passed bill that would close the loophole that allows private gun sellers and online sellers to evade existing background check requirements. The bill might have prevented a suspect in Odessa, Texas, from getting a gun that killed seven people last month.
This is so... Just do the reporting the way you're supposed to do it. You take what a Democrat says, you take it as a gospel. They use terms like universal background check. That sounds not very good, but in that universe is me letting you borrow a pistol. That in that universe is you borrowing a pistol, borrowing a gun to go hunting.
Right.
That wouldn't be included.
Wow.
You couldn't do that.
Every time I've been hunting, because I don't own, like, I don't go hunting
you
right
borrow,
away.
You borrow somebody's rifle.
Yeah, because I don't go often. Why would I own a hunting rifle?
Right.
Just, and again, good luck enforcing that. You're out on private property in the middle of the woods, somebody lets me borrow their rifle. That's illegal. Okay, that's just absurd.
Well, we do have a pretty good game warden group here in Alabama.
Oh, that's true.
Matter of fact,
yeah.
I know several of them listen to this show.
Right.
And I asked them to tell me the funniest story, and they did. And one was, he was there, and there was a deer blind up high. And so he kind of walks up there, and all of a sudden, there's someone TT. And he went, "Hey, you!"
Well, of course the game...
As you say, you made a mess.
Of course Alabama's game wardens will follow the law, whatever the law is, but I just, I don't know. It doesn't sound like those game wardens would be real eager to enforce new federal gun legislation.
Let me see your registration.
Right.
Incredible. Incredible. Okay, so Nancy Cordes just cannot resist here. She's going to add into the gun legislation, and then she's going to go to Scotland.
On the campaign trail, eight of the top Democratic presidential candidates appeared in a video launched by former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
We have to act in a bold way, save thousands of lives.
This will
save
be
thousands of lives.
But Republicans say they won't vote on anything that doesn't have the president's backing.
We have to protect our Second Amendment very strongly, and we will always do that.
Democrats are also ramping up their impeachment inquiry. The House Judiciary Committee will vote Thursday to establish rules for impeachment-related hearings. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the scope of the inquiry has widened to include government spending at the president's properties.
This president has been collecting millions of dollars in payments at the hotels, the
golf courses, the office tower, and other business ventures without even reporting it to Congress. So that's intolerable to us.
Democrats are going to be looking into the Air Force's use of an airport near the president's Turnberry Resort in Scotland. Stops by Air Force planes at nearby Prestwick Airport have increased. The Trump Organization and the airport made a deal back in 2014 to send air crews to the resort for a discounted rate. The president has denied knowing about the stops, and the Air Force now says the visits were allowable but may not have been advisable.
Did you notice there was a date that they put in there that they kind of went real fast? 2014. So in 2014, they offered the military a discount.
In 2014.
Not even a candidate yet.
Well, yeah, it's not like other businesses offer military discounts.
It's just amazing what they leave out of these reports so they just gloss right by. I mean, just logically think, so I give them a discount, Trump group gives them a discount for military people, and to try to draw them there and stay and do the per diem. They're not, the government, the military person gets to decide where they want to go.
Right.
And it's their buck on it. They can either spend their per diem or they can add to it and go somewhere else. I would guess that they found out what the per diem was and they probably lowered it down pretty close to that. So maybe out of the military person's pocket is $10, $15.
Well, and I think that would be a fun experience. I've never stayed in a Trump hotel. I've never had the opportunity. I'd definitely try it.
I've been to a Trump tower, but...
Okay.
And it is.
I didn't get a chance to go by the old post office building when I was in D.C. We talked about it and just drinking started, and we just never got around to it.
I can't imagine that happening, Joey.
Right. And one of the guys at the bachelor party was saying radical things. He was joking, but he was saying all these radical things. I'm like, oh, they don't have microphones around here, sir.
Well, that building is one of my favorite buildings. Before Trump took it and turned it into a hotel, it was a really neat little place you can go when they had these nice little shops. And that building, the pension building, there are several old buildings in Washington, D.C. that were just great buildings to do an event in or go to and experience, and that was one of them. I can't imagine what it's like inside.
Now, and we have two examples of fake news today. One is just outright false, like the CIA story from CNN, just not correct at all. You know, another one bites the dust for CNN. But this one's like fake news in the sense it's just a normal business practice, and the way you frame it makes it seem like some dirty, corrupt deal.
Because that's what the Democrats, everything, it is the monument clause. It's the, you know, he's making money from all these people. And then out of the next breath, Joe Scarborough talks about how his hotels are losing money.
Well, and presidents never make money from being president.
No, never. Nor do senators or representatives.
It's just ridiculous.
It is a little crazy out here. Are we out of time? Do we need to go to break? Newstone 93.1, this hour will be brought to you by Brubaker Motors in the Eastern Bypass and Preble location. Looking for a brand spanking new car? Go to Brubaker. Or truck. I tell you, Dick was driving the greatest looking truck I've seen in a long time. I mean, that thing was huge! With the big old Ram logo on it. I went with him one time. And I mean, those things are like a Learjet console. It is unbelievable. Rebecca Motors, sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. We'll be back.
The Dan Morris Show.